the chair. Yes, I would like to briefly react to this proposal from the Russian Federation. First of all, I think that the report should be homogeneous in the way it is drafted. So if all the other members accept that their interventions are summarized, it should be also the case for the interventions of the Russian Federations yesterday. If they have a more detailed, extensive statement now, which looks like a written statement, we would definitely agree that this could be added to the report, but in the annex and not as part of the summary of yesterday's discussion. Now, a few points on substance, because there are some things that we cannot accept to be just recorded as such. First of all, as regards the joint declaration, it is indeed an interpretation of the Russian Federation and not a fact that they say that the proposed draft convention is not compliant. Actually, there are two points. The first point is paragraph 2A of the declaration, which says establishment of the unified set of transparent and predictable provisions and legal rules for Euro-Asian rail transport operations, etc., particularly for transit traffic. This is typically the traffic on Euro-Asian corridors. This is exactly the scope of the interface law that has been developed for the contract of carriage. So there is absolutely no contradiction at all. But to the contrary, the proposed draft convention is actually fulfilling this element of the declaration. Now, as it was stated yesterday by Germany and not contested by anyone, at least from the EU, we agree that this is only a first step and that the joint declaration is not fully implemented with that first step only. So we should not misrepresent the facts. We said it clearly. We would like to make a first step towards the objective of implementing the joint declaration. Now, another thing, it was in the statement we heard that it is not appropriate to have this convention to be prepared even as part of a system of URL conventions. I would like to remind kindly our Russian colleagues that this concept of a system of URL conventions was agreed together as part of a compromise within the group of experts, which was chaired by Russia. Nothing that the group of experts has done did not get the consent of Russia. That's one of the reasons why it was difficult to make progress, because the basis of the last mandate of the group of experts was precisely to finalize the draft interface, the first convention, let's put it like that. Now, I don't want to enter into a controversy, but I just wanted to remind that fact that the system of URL convention was agreed by Russia, was even suggested as a concept to be able to make a first step and yet to define an umbrella for further work to be continued. And finally, the Russian Federation regrets that not many countries participated in the group of experts and not those Russia would have wanted to participate. Well, it's the blame is not on the EU or on the sponsors of the proposals for decision. The blame, I mean, there can be many reasons for these countries not to participate, but I would like to remind also that several times during the work of the group of experts, the Russian Federation requested that the two approaches are consulted broadly with all ECE states. This request was accepted and implemented. So you cannot say that there has not been a broad consultation by the interested parties. And I'm sure that the Chinese colleagues will be interested to see that we have been able, even in a difficult manner, but nevertheless, we have been able to take a decision and move forward. So that will be all for my intervention. Thank you.